This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We want to welcome our first guest this morning, all the way from the circus. This is Jessie Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jessie.
Good morning.
That's the crowd outside, Jessie. They're very much into the circus.
Well, they thought you were going to be here in person. So did I. I was hoping so you could teach me some new tricks.
So Jessie, Jessie joins us as part of a Melbourne Fringe Festival. Apricity is a fantastic new show. So tell us all about it, Jessie.
Yes, so Apricity, which means the feeling of warmth on a cold winter's day, is a contemporary circus show, where we play with the themes of hope and resilience and the idea that as humans, if we band together, we can really find light amongst the darkness that is kind of consuming us at the moment. So we're really just wanting to put hope and joy onto stage through amazing physicality. So because it's a circus, you'll have amazing acrobatics. I balance my head on a trapeze. We've got tumbling and aerial rope, and we do lots of balancing and acrobatics on top of light globes. So there's something for everyone.
Wow. You should see my face. It's like I've smelt a fart, Jessie, and I'm sorry because I'm like, huh? Did he say you lost me at head on a... What was your head on?
A trapeze. Yeah. I learned to balance on my head on a trapeze when I was 15, and I've been doing it ever since. That's exactly what I do. I put my head on the trapeze, and I get into a headstand and balance there.
Jessie, there's often a joke about people running away to join the circus, but how did you suddenly decide that you wanted to balance your head on a trapeze at the age of 15?
That's a good question. I didn't really get a choice, actually. My parents thrust me into the circus at a very young age. We, myself and my sister, joined the Flying Fruit Fly Circus based in Albury, Wodonga, which is a youth circus.
What a brilliant name.
I was around that since I was 3 months old, pretty much. And I kind of grew up in circus and have loved the art form and loved the community and the lifestyle it provides ever since. And I've just been kind of doing that. And at 15, our head trainer looked at me for some reason out of the 70 kids in the school and went, "Hey, you come with me," and got me to stand on my head day after day after day. And then finally, after I was like, "Why am I the only one doing headstands for half an hour?" He pulled out a trapeze and went, "This is why." And so there you go.
Oh, you're giving me goosebumps. That's an incredible story, Jessie. Do you think your parents were kind of like just trying to stop you from being a shoplifter or drug taker out on the streets, and so they just popped it? You know, 70 people in a regional town like Albury Wodonga all doing circus is pretty full on, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't say that to my face, but it's possible for sure. But yeah, no, it's an amazing experience growing up in the fruit flies. It's truly, truly one of a kind.
How many in the troupe for Apricity?
So there's five of us on stage, and the show is an hour, so it's a really physically demanding show. So but it's amazing. We've made sure that the ensemble are completely connected. We're all such good friends, and that's what we try and shine up to stage as well.
Now, Jessie, tell us, it's taking place at NICA, which is the circus school in Pran. Of all the people who have been taking part in the show, are they all from different circus acts from around the country, or have people actually trained at NICA themselves?
In this current ensemble, we don't have anyone that's come from NICA. We've got myself and my husband, who we're co-founders of the company, live in the Northern Rivers. In Bundjalung country, and then we've got two people from Brisbane and then one from Melbourne.
And what are the... Just go run through the other acts as well for us again. So we got you on your head, swinging around on a trapeze.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
In your tights.
We have a lot of... a lot of rope work. We've got a lot of ground acrobatics and partner and duo group acrobatics. We're throwing people around quite a lot. There's some tumbling, and we balance on light globes and do acrobatics.
Are the lights LED, or are they the old halogen?
The lights are LED, yeah.
Are the LED good?
They are, yes, and they're reinforced and they're custom built for the balancing. Don't just try and walk on light globes.
Don't try it at home.
Yeah, exactly. That old thing.
So, and just another question, Jesse. What is, you've obviously got trapeze in your blood, but what are the favourite things you like doing as a performer? Is it the tumbling? Is it the physicality of, you know, doing the acrobatics? What is it that really draws you into circus as an art form?
Well, I think that, you know, I've travelled around the world since I was very young. I've been, the company's been to 27 different countries now.
And oh, wow.
The thing about circus is that it's so accessible to everyone because it's not based on language, it's based on physicality.
Yeah.
So we can tell our stories through our bodies, and it can, you know, we just came back from, I did a duo show with my husband in Japan, and we just came back from there, and they completely loved the show, and we've been to the French Polynesia and to tiny little towns in remote Australia, and we've been all over the world, Broadway, blah, ever, all these places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful that people can just respond to the way that we move our body and find the poetry in human connection and trust, really.
That's lovely. Hey, you mentioned your husband and you working together. Who's the boss when you're out on stage?
Oh, that's the question, isn't it? When we're out on stage, that would have to be me.
yeah, I wasn't asking in the bedroom.
Probably. Yeah. But, you know,
that's
mostly
still
me.
Okay, thanks for that.
Now, the show takes place at Nike, as we've said. It actually starts at 6:30. So a family show, Jesse?
Yes, for everyone, for sure. Oh,
and it's running right now all the way through till Saturday, the 21st of October. So you've got the next 7 days to actually get some tickets. You can jump onto the Melbourne Fringe website and try and book. It sounds like an amazing show. Just give us a quick rundown. What type of music have you got accompanying you, Jesse?
So it's a big eclectic range of music. I love choosing the right music, but there is from Spanish pop from the 60s to some beautiful classical tunes to a little bit of electro. So it's a big a big range of music, but all really fits and adds to the show for sure.
If you want to see a Apricity, you can jump onto the Melbourne Fringe website. Jesse, thank you ever so much for joining us this morning. It sounds like an amazing, amazing show taking place at Nike from now all the way through till next Saturday.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Have a great show. Take care.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.